the Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Welcome, beautiful people. Every time when I hear that intro, are you in? Yes, I'm in, and I hope that you are too. These are some crazy, crazy times that we're living in. And I just hope that wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this message, that you are in a safe place and that you feel loved and that you feel nourished and that you feel hopeful about how we're going to move forward after this COVID-19. Today, I'm excited because here I am again with my beautiful co-host, Donette Palmore. Welcome to the show, Donette.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here again.
It's wonderful to have you on. We're gonna be talking about how to go to college debt-free. This is a great conversation that we're going to have, and Donette is going to introduce us to one of her fellow coaches that she also brought on, and then she's also bringing on her son later on in the broadcast. If you haven't listened to the last two shows that we did with her other children that she had on, you can always go to my YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and you can look at the last two shows that we did with Donette on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. When I say Millionaire Imprint for Women now in this time period, it sounds so strange. You know, when we created this over, I don't know, probably about a year and a half ago now, it sounded different than it does today. And so I'm so glad that we are continuing the conversation and we're healing our relationship with money, and we're changing the way that we are going to do things, right? Not the way that we've done things in the past. And that includes our debt. And Donette says that we have a major problem in this country with student loans. She says that they're financially killing our children before they even graduate. And there is a huge weight on their shoulders of the debt that they will have to pay off when they graduate. So now today we're going to talk about how to go to college without loans. Going to college is part of the American dream. That is what we've been conditioned by. People come from all over the world to go to school here to take advantage of the awesome opportunities that we have. But it can also cost a lot of money to go to college. And then we know that some people end up spending 4 years in school and acquire an average of $35,000 in debt and don't even end up in the field that they studied. And also, nowadays, it takes, you know, so many of us have side hustles. We have, you know, more than one side hustle, more than one stream of income. So there's so many conversations around this. And really, right now, what is it that we're going to do and what is it that we're going to change? And that's what this conversation is about. So Donette, thank you so much for bringing this discussion and organizing the notes around this. What are some of the real ways that we can get an education without debt?
Well, there are a few of them. I think one of them, let me introduce my guest. Let me bring in Kayla before we start the conversation. Kayla Leone is a fellow financial coach. She's my friend and she is in Ready Financial Coaching. She's a corporate leader, a dog lover that is in constant pursuit of her higher purpose in this beautiful thing we call life. She is passionate about helping couples go from overwhelmed to confident with their money. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Donna. Thank you guys both for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. I was kind of on short notice, but I'm excited that you're here, and thank you for taking the time out. So we're talking about going to college debt-free. What are some ways we can do that? As Cornelius said, we have more student loan debt than we do credit card debt in America, which is pretty sad. We have 45 million Americans are in student loan debt, which is crazy, right? Absolutely crazy. Our student loan debt is at $1.5 trillion and growing. It has grown so much, about 107% over the last 10 years. And it keeps growing, right? Because everybody wants to come here and go to college. Everybody's pushing college, college, college. And it's taking people 10 to 30 years to pay those student loans off. That's a long time. That's longer than a car or a house,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, these kids are coming out of college with this debt that to them is insurmountable. It's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay this off? How am I going to even start? And all the while, the whole time, they've been racking up interest because that never stops. And they come out making minimum payments. I mean, you got, we said $35,000 was the average loan, and they're paying $50 to $100 a month. I mean, that's going to take a long time to pay that off, right? So it's crazy. And one of the reasons I invited Kayla, because she has gone to school and graduated college debt-free without having debt. And there's many ways we can do that, right? You want to tell us a little bit about how you did that?
Yeah. So for me, I had a variety of strategies. So first one is it has to be a priority. You have to make it a priority, because if it's not a priority in your spending plan, you cannot fund it. So that is first and foremost. I also did as many courses as I possibly could in community college. I went to two different community colleges at different points because the same class was offered cheaper at a different one, right? Mm. So I looked at doing that. And I did not go to a four-year university until I was completely out of classes. So that was a huge cost saver overall. First, the other thing too is I found myself employment with a company who reimburses partially for education expenses. So that was a really huge help. But the challenge with that is you still had to front a lot of the money, right? So you still have to pay for it. And it's not until you graduate or not, sorry, not graduate, but pass that class with either an A or a B that they'll then reimburse whatever their rate is, right? So I had to save. I had to save a lot of money so that I could, you know, have those expenses ready and pay them up front. And then once I received some of the reimbursement, I would essentially put that back into the fund that would then, it was kind of this nice cycle overall of the money. So that was another thing. And then the other piece that really helped me is I had to space out my classes. So I worked full time, went to school part time, and I strategically planned out the amount of courses that I took per semester. Because what would happen is I would only take one or two classes, depending on what that cost would be for that semester, take those, and then move on to the next. And then, yes, it took a little bit longer than if I were to have gone to school full time, but I don't have a loan coming out of it, which was a huge, huge payoff.
Oh, my God. I just, what a relief. Because yeah. When Donette was talking, giving us the statistics, the feeling that these youngsters feel going to college and carrying that debt, day in and day out, day in and day out. And then, how hard life is with all the things that, come up. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, having to carry that that debt, that energetic debt, and then the debt and how to pay that off. I heard you say some key words right out of the gate, and that is the word strategy.
Yes.
That's a key word, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You have to understand what your strategy is going to be before you even go into it, because if you don't, you're going to be left just trying to figure it out as you go, which is never easy for anyone.
Yeah. And I think also behind that is having your why,
yeah.
Right? Focusing on that. We talked about that. We talk about it in almost every single podcast, but that it's so, so important to make sure that you have that. And it could change along the way, right? They're young. Usually we're young when we're going through college. And they may find out that isn't really what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But I think having that strong, passionate why, and then having your strategy is going to make it a lot easier to go through college, taking a little bit more time if you have to, and really plan it out and, you know, being able to go debt-free. I mean, that is like, yeah, I don't even know have the word for it. It's just like,
that's freedom. And that is the new way. That is the new way. I know later on in the show, we're going to be talking about, you know, how the kids go to school, the young people go to school, and then they end up going to school for something that they might lose their passion for. So that's another thing. So I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll go and answer some of these questions, because I know, Donette, you talked to a lot of young people that that go to school and then realize that, you know, they went to school for the wrong reason, which is, again, the very important to know your why on what it is that you're doing. And I love, Kayla, what you talked about, the community college and finding ways that you can, you know, offer, get classes for free. Mm-hmm. And again, it's strategizing with, you know, what your strategy is going to be, and really sitting down and being smart about it and using strategy so that you can set up your life in a much, you know, easier way. And so, yeah, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll go deeper into it. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
We're back. We're talking with Donette Palmer today, and she brought her friends and also her son. And we're talking today about how to go to college without incurring large debt. And so what are some of the ways? We're talking about strategy and what can we do? So Donette, tell us what you're finding out when you're talking to some of the kids, and what is it that they're saying to you that their parents are making them do?
So I get the privilege of going to the local high school once a year, and they do like a mentorship program where we get to talk to the kids about the field that we're in, because that's the field they want to go in. And when I talk to them about college, they're saying that their parents are forcing them to go to college. Like, it's non-negotiable. They are going. And I'll say, okay, well, what about a community? Nope, can't go to community college. We have to go do this. We have to go do that. And I think that's so dangerous to do to our children, because we're not listening to them. We're not finding out what it is that they really want to do with their lives, because it's their life. I mean, ultimately, they have to live it, right? I see it so sad that people are trying to live out somebody else's dream and somebody else's purpose. And that's not why we were created. That's not why we're here. We each have our own purpose. And if we're trying to force that on to our children, that's just not good. Things aren't going to go the way they're supposed to, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And it just breaks my heart that happens. Not only that, but we end up with a lot of mental health problems, right? And people go into depression and suicide and things like that because they're not happy.
Right.
Because it wasn't what they wanted to do. So that is what I am seeing. And I think that's just, that's crazy. Kayla, do you see any of that in any of the coaching that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, I think because at one point, and even I guess still employers, you know, they are looking for those degrees and they want to see candidates that have degrees, but it doesn't really mean anything. And even, you know, in a full-time job that I work in corporate America as well, you know, a lot of what I see now is the tides are starting to shift where the degree doesn't matter as much, and it's the experience and the soft skills that really matter. But I think breaking that stigma of not having a degree is definitely something we have to overcome.
Yeah. I believe that 100%.
You know what I think, like a lot, you know, like getting the young people involved in strategy is a really key important piece. Having, you know, having the discussions about what is it that they want to do, like you said, Donette, what is their legacy? What do they really love doing? Because really we want to get to a place where we're doing what it is that we love, right? And where we're getting paid for doing what it is that we love. And by that, we're making the world a better place. And, you know, everybody, you know, it's just a better way to be. But a lot of people, like you said, go to college and then they're going to college to appease the conditioning of the past. And that's also not serving anymore. Mm-hmm. So if we get the young people involved in strategizing right off the bat, like what is it that they want to do? How do they want to contribute? What do they see? Because the days are long gone of staying in one job for 60 years. I mean, right? It's like, who wants to do that? That just doesn't even fit anymore. Unless you really know for certain, absolute certain, as a young person, that I want to do this, like, you know, be a doctor, let's just say, and you want to go to college to be a doctor, and you want to be in that profession, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that that's really what you want to do, then that would be a good investment, right?
Absolutely.
But accruing debt, not knowing for sure if that's really where your passion lies.
Yeah, and I think these are conversations that parents need to open up with their kids and talk about and let them decide for themselves. Some things that are really good to do during high school and even community college, it's a good place to kind of play around, right? You could take classes to see if, you know, you like it. One time my stepdaughter wanted to be a dental hygienist. And I said, okay, do you realize you got to look in people's mouths all day? And she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. So it sounded good until she thought about what she really had to do. And it wasn't what she wanted. So I think really opening these conversations, like I always say, sex and money are two things that need to be discussed with our children. And they have become this taboo. And we need to really break that and make it a dinner conversation, right? They need to be talked about. And letting kids pick their field of what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah. So Donette, you guys, you have a promo that you are talking about that has to do with a video game or something. Tell us about what that game is and how to, what is it about?
It's a video game and it comes with coaching. So it's basically all kinds of a whole lifetime of financial education in a video game. You get to make real life choices and suffer real life consequences in the safety of the video game. So you get the pros and cons of buying a car. What are the pros of having a credit card or buying it on credit versus paying cash for it? And then they get to make the choice. And then the choice they suffer, like I said, the consequences, good or bad, within the game. But they can actually see what their choices cause. What happens if I do this? Well, if I incur the debt of a car, well, now I can't go out with my friends. And on my happiness meter, it says that I need to have time with my friends and family. So that's going to go down. And then I'm not going to be happy because I'm paying the debt off on the car. And my life is going to be out of balance.
How do people check out this game that you're talking about and sign up for it?
Well, you can email me or text me. I always give my phone number out. It's 562-556-1227. Call or text me. You can email me at proverbsfinancialcoaching.com. And I'm going to be kicking off a class in June. I already have a couple of teenagers involved, and it's a great game for ages 13 to 19. Really good for kids that are getting ready to go to college. I think they're also detached from what college really costs because their parents are footing the bill, right? They have no idea what it's really costing, or they're just taking out loans and they're just like, well, I'll deal with it later when they get out.
Yeah. 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 Well, definitely everybody should definitely take a look at it, because really the way that we're doing things is changing. And so getting the young people involved in their future creation of their legacy is really important, because, you know, it's how we start the foundation, how we lay the foundation, that's so important. So I definitely would love for everybody to share this with your teachers, with your friends, with the people that are out there influencing young people, to, you know, invite them to take a look at that game, because I'm one of those kind of people. I learn by doing. You know, I have to do it, actually. And the kids, they love playing video games. So it's a no brainer, right?
Yeah. And it's a fun game. I loved it. Kayla, have you played the game yet? Money Mavericks?
I have not yet.
Okay. I enjoyed it. like I said, it's engaging. We do coaching so we can come back and talk about the decisions and talk about how they might have done something differently. How else can we get real life experiences without suffering the consequences of it in real life?
Yes, absolutely. That's wonderful. Do you want to introduce us to your son before we go to our next break?
I would love to. This is my youngest son, my baby boy. He's 20 years old. He is going through college debt-free as well. His dream is to become a sports commentator. So that's super exciting. Timmy is just has the kindest heart. He is so loving and he is a great friend. He's taught me a lot about friendship, just watching him, the way that he's so forgiving and graceful with his friends. And he's hardworking and he's a go-getter and just an incredible leader.
Welcome to the show, Timmy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We've already had, as you know, we had both of your sisters on. And I think it's wonderful that your mom is bringing you on to, you know, to highlight how she's changed the dynamics in the family with the financial coaching and how everything's changed. So we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit how that's affected your life and how that has set you up for your bright future. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about how to go to college without incurring this huge amount of debt. And what are some of the other ways, Donette, that you're going to talk to us about right now with what are some of the points, some of the other ways that people can go to college without debt?
Yep. So one of the ways I think Kayla hit on, which was work.
Yeah.
Part-time jobs. She had to work full-time. Sometimes that's what you have to do, saving up for it before you get there. Work-study programs. Those are great ways. And then, of course, side hustles, right? It's a great way to even start a side hustle. Studies have shown that students actually get better grades when they have a job. So that's pretty interesting, but it's true. Apply for grants. That's mm-hmm. free money that you don't have to pay back. And the schools offer grants and your state offers grants. Mm-hmm. Applying for scholarships. I know that could be a pain in the neck, but if you get a jumpstart on it early and you apply for everything you can apply for, that's also free money, right? I know my daughter had applied for one when she was going to college and a whole semester of college got paid for.
Wow.
And then financial aid through the FAFSA, which obviously we all have to fill out before we go to college every single year. But not the debt part. Just find out if you've applied, if you qualify for free money. And I think also Kayla said, getting on a budget, planning for it, making sure it's in your budget, especially if you're working during college, because you're going to want to manage that money very, very precisely and very well. And then ways to not go to a university. So things that are other than a traditional university that costs less. And if you can get into a traditional university with a full ride scholarship, go for it. Go for it. But community colleges, those are great, especially with your general ed, right, Kayla? Getting all that general ed, maybe exploring in some things that you want to do and seeing if it's a right fit for you. And there's nothing wrong with going to a community college. Nobody looks down upon you for it. And if they do, that's probably a reflection of what they think about themselves. And a quick example, my daughter, Julia, who came on last month, she went to community college. Her friend actually made fun of her for going to community college and said, well, I'm going to a real school, because she was going to a university. Well, here we are 4 years later. My daughter is debt-free and making six figures. And that friend is still going to school. And her parents have actually taken a second mortgage out to put her through school.
Oh, God.
So there's nothing wrong with going to community college. My son is going, Timothy is going through community college as well right now. And you can always transfer to a four-year if that's something you want to do. Trade schools are also a great way to bring down the cost of going to college and the time. You can get done in about 2 years at a trade school. Apprenticeships. People are hiring for apprenticeships. Not only can you get paid, but you get paid to get trained for something you want to do. So you get to do it, train. So kind of you're getting paid to go to school, kind of, right? And then there's also the military. We can go to the military if that's something that's in the cards for you, and you can get a free education there as well. So great. Those are great ways to bring down the cost of college or have alternatives to the traditional universities.
Yeah, those are really good points. Before we bring Timothy into the discussion, I wanted to ask Kayla a question about how did you get started in this? How did you begin to strategize this whole way of life when you first started? Did you have family members that helped you and that set you up, or did you have a school counselor, or how did you get started?
It was something I decided on my own and I went for it. And I made a plan. I realized that I wanted to get my degree. It was something that I always wanted to do. I had first started right when I had, because I got my bachelor's as an adult. I started my college degree right out of high school, and I had just a very small amount of life insurance money that helped to pay for a couple of those classes, which it quickly ran out. And by the time I went back to college, of course, the credits for those had already expired. But I think through that process, when I ran out of that money, I realized how much it was actually costing. And I decided I would never want to carry that amount of debt. So I sat down and figured out what that plan was going to be.
That's so powerful. I mean, good on you. That's really awesome that you did that on your own, that you sat down and did that instead of doing what a lot of people do. And that is just to, default and incur the debt, So you knew this from early on, and that's really admirable. Yeah.
Good job, Kayla.
Yeah. Awesome job. Yeah. So, okay, tell us about your son. Bring him in.
Timmy, well, we did introduce him before the break, but going through all the stuff you went through, and Julia remembers more than Chloe did, and it's kind of good, awesome to hear you guys' different takes and the different things that you guys saw or didn't see as you guys were growing up. So what was it like growing up in our money situation?
I feel like when I was younger, I don't remember too much of it, just because I don't think it was really something that I paid attention to. But I mean, yeah, I don't remember it too much, but now it's something I look at a lot. And so.
So do you remember having to buy your soda at the restaurants?
I do remember that.
Do you remember the little banks that I got for you and you had to separate your money?
I think so. Yeah.
They were little ATM machines and it had spend, give, and save.
Yeah. I do remember those.
What are some things you observed from us going from pretty much not paying attention to our money to saying, oh, now we're paying attention. We're going to be on this budget. This is what we're going to do.
Some things I've observed, I think it was just different, like how we were spending our money when we started making the transition, like not going out to eat as much was probably the biggest one I noticed. Having to buy our own sodas at restaurants was definitely something I noticed. But yeah, I think not going, like you just stopped spending money where it really didn't matter. And we just saved up a lot more.
Yeah. How did that feel to you?
I didn't like not eating out. Less or drinking soda, but
I didn't either, to be fair.
Yeah. But yeah, so at the time I probably didn't like it, but now I see how much it paid off, so it was definitely worth it.
One of the things I remember that you shared, Donette, with the girls is you gave them money to buy their own school clothes. Do you remember that, Timmy?
I do remember. I remember I was probably the quickest to spend my money every time.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn the value of, I'm sure your tennis shoes must cost a lot of money, right? Did you?
Yeah. It goes fast. Like she would give us a good amount and I think I would spend it all in one store. Like it would just go fast, like buying like shoes, like you said, are really expensive jeans. So yeah.
Yeah. You learn how fast money goes, right? When you're yeah. And Timmy is a shoe lover. So he has to say, you know, he has his own jobs. He works two jobs and goes to school. So he's got to save up and buy all that stuff. My kids have to pay for everything except for food and shelter. But if they go out to eat, that's on them. Any of their extracurriculars, all of that stuff they have to pay for. Their gas, their insurance, their phone.
Yeah. How do you feel, Timmy, with having this, you know, foundation, with having to do all of that? And how do you feel about doing all of that in comparison to some of your friends?
Right. I'd say, honestly, it's obviously not something I would like to do. Like, it'd be nice if someone else paid for my stuff. But I think it's taught me a lot. Like, it's definitely given me a better work ethic. And I like to go out with my friends and have fun. So I like that gives me something to work towards too. And I feel like I've definitely become a lot more responsible with my money, having to pay with car insurance, buy my own car, pay my phone bill, going out to eat, going out with friends. So,
yeah. Do you feel more empowered? Is it empowering?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Spending your own money is definitely more empowering.
Yeah. Yeah. And how is this for your friends? Like, you know, like you see that your friends, a lot of people may not be where you are. And do you see there's a difference there?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm like bragging or anything because I'm definitely not, but I feel like I'm in a much better financial situation than a lot of them. And a lot of them are older than me too, but just because of the things that I was taught growing up with money.
Oh, you need to brag. Brag this out. Oh gosh, are you kidding? Definitely, I got the chills all over. It's like we need to brag. This is so this is such a, you know, huge accomplishment to be able to say that and do that. I mean, my gosh, brag it on. Yeah. And so tell us about college. So what is it that your mom said you're going in to do? What is it? Video and film?
So I do, I'm in a communications major right now.
Okay.
And so the goal eventually, like if it's likely, I would like to get into like something with sports. Like honestly, anything with sports with me is fine. But I've been interested in like PR with like companies and people, stuff like that. That's one of the biggest fields in communication. So I'm looking into that too.
I think the communication field is really going to pick up even more.
Yeah.
So than we are now, because we're looking at, you know, communicating in ways how to get our information across, how to share our information. I think that's a really good field.
Yeah, it's really fun. And especially with the rise of social media too, that's like, that's a whole other field that they added in communication. So there's a lot of direction.
You have a social media. How do you express yourself on social media? Like what's your preferred social media outlet?
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Twitter, but honestly, I don't really use social media that much. Like I'm not really too much into sharing what I'm doing. I just feel like I try to enjoy the moment, I guess, and just enjoy it with the people I'm with at the time. So.
Cool.
That's awesome.
We're going to skip the last break, Donette. So okay. let's just keep going. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, it's great. Timmy, how do you think, your money beliefs are different than your friends?
I think it's weird saying it now, but I'm more of a saver than most of them now. Like I see how they spend money and what they spend money on. And I just don't really understand it anymore. Like I just don't know why they would spend it on certain things. But so yeah, I would say I'm much more of a saver, and I'm much more, I think a lot more about when I'm purchasing something than they do.
That's fantastic. And Timmy was going out with his friends and he's like, I don't know if I like going out. It's like $8 for a beer.
Drinking is expensive. Yeah.
$8 for one beer when you can get a six pack for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something like that, right?
Yeah. I think definitely, you know, letting our kids experience things and teaching them those foundational skills, like you've heard from Timmy, how different it develops in them and their mindset changes. Timmy was not a saver before. I mean, we fought about him saving and I'm like, you have to save your money. And now to see him switch, and he's like, put it in my savings, you know, whenever he gets his money, he wants it all to go in the savings so he can watch it grow. And how exciting is that, right? To Definitely. Know that you've worked so hard and it's, you can see it paying off and you're going to be able to do the things you want to do. Timmy loves to go to music festivals, and so he can save up his money and go do that and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. Donette, how old were your kids when you made the switch?
Oh gosh. So 7 years ago. So you were 13?
13.
Yeah.
So that was like borderline, right? Like how old were the girls?
Chloe would have been 12 and Julia would have been between 14 and 15 at the time.
Yeah. So you still had, you know, this was like borderline of time where like, okay, you can still switch it up while they're still at home and paying attention. And really everyone in your family has changed. Everyone has now adapted this way of living and this lifestyle, and they're all savers and they're all empowered and they're all debt free.
Yeah. It's
freedom.
It's pretty awesome to see, you know, and just, it's like when you are, Kayla, you could probably relate to this, when you're helping somebody with their money and, you know, they had all this debt and now they're out of debt or they're able to work on that dream that they never thought was possible. And it's just like this overwhelming feeling of, you know, accomplishment. Like you got to be a part of that person. They did it. I mean, my kids could have went rogue. They could have went a different way. We see it all the time, right? Or we raise our kids a certain way and then they just go rogue or whatever, which, you know, is fine, but they found value in it and stuck with it. And I think it's just, sorry, it's just
emotion.
Yeah, it is. I was just talking with my aunt yesterday about breaking cycles in generations, and that somebody has to say, I'm going to break it. I'm going to be the one that breaks it. And it's not easy. It isn't easy to come out of where I came from, you know, just being able to swipe my card and not thinking about anything. But I didn't have any savings either. So that's stressful. With anything, with abuse, with alcoholism, with addiction, we have to say, this is it. It stops here with me. I'm forever changing my legacy, which is your next generation and the generation after that, because Timmy and my girls are going to take that stuff and teach it to their kids. And their kids are going to teach it to their kids. And we have broken that cycle of poverty in our line.
Exactly. And that's the huge victory. And that's what really to feel good about, because I grew up in poverty. I grew up in poverty as you did, you know, Donette, right?
Yeah.
And I grew up in poverty and I didn't have any of the foundation. And so the fact, and when you're talking about making the choice to break free from that, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. And, you know, to be the person to break the cycle, because children learn what they live. And so we want to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that we've made in the past that, you know, create foundations that are unsustainable, right?
Yeah.
And now this is an important time. That's why having shows like this, coming on and talking about these things, educating, communicating, influencing, offering the support that you're offering to people is really important. Why don't we now tell the people again how to get in contact with you, Donette, and also how to play the game?
All right. You can call me or text me at 562-556-1227. You can go to my website. It's www.proverbsfinancialcoaching.com, or email me, proverbsfinancialcoaching@gmail.com. If you want information about the game, you can just text me or email me, call me, whatever you want to do, however you like to communicate. You can even go on my Instagram and DM me on the Instagram. But I'm going to launch a class in June for ages 13 to 19, Money Smart Academy. It's learning about money through a video game. It's a fun game to play, and it's so educational, and it really can help them learn how to make real life choices with the consequences inside the game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So Timmy, I want to ask you if your friends ask you, do you guys talk about money?
Sometimes, yeah. We like to compare who has the most.
I know they like to do some betting, have some contests and take each other's money. What about, are you able to give them any advice?
Yeah, I think I definitely, like when we're all going to go on a trip or something or to a festival together and some of them are saying that they can't afford it, I feel like I give them advice on how to save, like how much to save, just so we're all able to go and have fun and not have to worry about money at all.
And do they take that advice?
Most of them do, yeah. Good. I think a lot of them know like how careful I am with my money now, so.
Yeah, I think people do watch us.
Yeah.
They may never say a word, but they watch us. And then all of a sudden you'll have somebody say something and you have the opportunity to show them what you've done that's worked and why you're not stressed. And I think just having that, knowing that's a big responsibility, knowing that people are watching what we're doing and they are influenced by it, whether we say something or not. But then we get the opportunity to speak life into them. Just like Timmy did, they're saying, oh, I can't afford this. And he's like, wait, you can. It's not can I afford it, but how can I afford it? And Timmy was showing them how. And that's pretty cool. That's awesome. And that's just another reason to have these conversations with your children, because they're going to affect their friends too. And you know what? I've helped people get out of debt and their parents said, "What are you doing? How are you doing this?" And they're like, now they get to show them and they get to tell them about, guess what? I'm getting out of debt. I'm saving. I'm watching my money. And then their parents get to do the same thing too. It's so awesome.
It's so awesome. That's why I feel like this needs to be taught in school. You know, this needs to be part of the life education in school, you know, because this is really the legacy building. It is laying the foundation, knowing how to do this and offering this.
It's a necessity, right?
It is a necessity.
It's a life skill that needs to be taught that isn't. And money touches every area of our life. No matter what we want to do, we have to have money to do it.
Well, and you know what? And since now this whole COVID-19, this has really given us the opportunity. How do we want to move forward? How do we want to move forward? How do we want to educate? How do we want to create? What is it that we want to do? And, you know, bringing resources like this, education like this, influence like this into the students' lives is what we must do. Because again, they are the creators of our future. They are the leaders of the future, and they need to have the resources and the right tools in order to do the job.
Absolutely. This is so true. Timmy, what do you think what you've learned has been able to help you and change your future with money?
I just think I'm a lot, like, I think I'm more prepared for the future now because I just like to save my money. So I think when I do decide to move out and stuff, I'm just a lot more prepared for it now than I was before.
Yeah. But don't say that you want to move out.
How tall are you, Timmy? How tall are you?
How tall? I'm 6 foot.
I can tell. I can tell you are tall. Tall and handsome.
Thank you.
Tall, handsome, smart, money. My God.
He is the total package.
God, the girl must be going crazy. So we have just a couple minutes left, ladies. What do we want to leave our audience with today?
Kayla, let's start with you.
Oh, gosh. I think don't let your life go to chance. If you want something, you have to plan for it in order to be ready for it.
I love that. And I would say open the conversation with your kids about this college thing. Mm-hmm. Listen to their dreams, listen to their wants, listen to their needs. Timmy, what do you want to say?
I really like what Kayla said. I just think don't let your life go to chance. If you want something, you definitely have to plan for it and go and get it. I really like that.
And I'll say choose. Make the choice. It starts with choice. We have to choose to want to change. We have to choose to not let our mistakes from the past become our future tomorrow, right? And we have to make the choice. So choose and go get it. Go after it, right?
Absolutely. So, you only got one life. You got to live it.
Yeah. It's awesome to come here and have these conversations, Donette. I'm so grateful to you for bringing, you know, your children and wonderful guests so that we can educate and influence our future generations to make a better world. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to the audience for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work,
or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.